Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate and current and MPhil student in History from the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, February 26, 1823, the Barbadian published a notice to all slave owners regarding the registration of enslaved persons in Barbados. This notice, written by the registrar Conrad A. Howell, reminded all such persons to submit the returns for their enslaved individuals. In 1808, the British slave trade was made illegal after pressures from the various players of the abolitionist movement. Not surprisingly, the passage of the act abolishing the slave trade was simply not enough to bring an end to the trafficking of enslaved Africans that had been ongoing for more than 200 years. Rather, smuggling became a common practice, which prompted further pressure from abolitionists. As a result, the Registry Bill was passed in 1815, mandating that a record of all enslaved persons be submitted on a periodic basis. Therefore, the 1823 notice stated that any person holding enslaved property as a proprietor, mortgagee, trustee, attorney, lessee, executor, administrator, or guardian were required to submit the information to the registrar anytime between March 1st and June 1st. Howell would be available at his office in Broad Street between the hours of 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. every day except Mondays and militia days to receive the returns. To be specific, the slaveholders were to note all births and deaths since the last registration in 1817. Any other change to their tally was also to be included, such as increases by way of purchase, inheritance, or the return of runaways, or decreases brought about by sale, emancipation, or transfer of property. Demographic and descriptive information, such as names, ages, and sex, were also supposed to be recorded. In the same vein, slaveholders were required to state whether the person was black or colored, as well as their nationality or origin, be it Barbadian, African, or otherwise. The latter detail in particular was key to determining whether new imports had been acquired in the time period elapsed. Slave returns in subsequent years called for even greater details, such as the occupation of the enslaved persons, including but not limited to laborer, domestic, cooper, tailor, or washerwoman. Failure to submit the returns would result in a penalty of £100 per enslaved individual who was not recorded. No doubt, this hefty fine was put in place as an incentive to slave owners to dissuade them from engaging in smuggling. These returns also serve as the only census data for enslaved individuals and are some of the only sources containing descriptive information for them. The call for the submission of these returns to the registrar's office was published on this day, February 26, 1823.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.